This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell and a bunch in the biggest way possible. Hanging out of a bad seat, broken into a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad, take bad law, bad do, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dress in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do be all my friend Newcomb, roof, fletcher, fletcher, potty, hope, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, brain is flattered, all over Manhattan, should do be, shake it, ooh, yeah. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855. Strong effort there. 212. Carver High even getting involved. 4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. You could save a bunch of money. All you have to do is switch to Geico. Do it. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Look who it is. Ozzy the Sports Junkie is back from joebucksfan.com. He's my boy down in Sarasota, Florida. Covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Does a radio show on the Bucks podcast. He's a really funny dude. Tonight, Carver High, he will, for you, do the TR impersonation.
Yeah, I have to hear it. You've said that he does an excellent TR, so we're
better
need to.
It is the best. He does it the best because he experienced it full on with all of my shenanigans.
He spent a lot of time with TR, so.
Well, let's just say Shabbat and I did a lot of bad things together for a long time, and I mean felonies. And let's just say, how should I put it? Drugs. And the bottom line is that TR was privy to most of it and was not interested or amused or tolerable, right, with that? So he gave us the business a lot. And then Shabin remembered all of it, and he does the funny. I mean, I went on a show like a week or two ago. I told you I laughed so hard I couldn't even do the show. I mean, it's really good. Mavi, have you ever heard him do it where he imitates TR? Because he's done it before on Howard Stern.
It's been a long time. I've forgotten how he is with it.
I mean, he really – I hope he's drunk because he's way better when he's buzzed when he does it. He does some great TR impersonation. We'll have him on at 40 past this very hour. If you miss it, you lose. Bill Michaels is our good friend. He's on all over the great state of Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, Carver High's favorite place. Big fan. They love him there. And Bill Michaels will be on tonight. And we'll talk about everything, right? Yelich. And then we're going to talk about the Packers-Vikings, which is huge. Anything else? How about your boy Giannis? He's out of that tournament, too.
I forgot that tournament was even going on until I saw that they lost this morning.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I know you didn't respect it. I didn't really respect it either because their team was a hack team.
But the only time that that tournament gets recognized is when something like today happens because that's embarrassing. The United States in basketball should never lose to anybody. Period.
Ever.
End of story. Ever. I don't care who they are. What happened? What was that in 2004 and when they lost that gold medal that year? That was embarrassing when they didn't show up. And I know that this isn't the Olympics. It's the FIBA World Cup. Still embarrassing.
It is.
You can't lose.
There is no doubt.
You can't lose.
But I got to tell you, I thought the team was terrible.
They win that game this morning. Nobody even knows that game happened.
Did Kemba Walker even like score 1 point in that game? I think he had none.
I think he had 10 or something.
Oh, Jesus. Well, when he sat down in the third, he had no points. He had three fouls and no points. And I was like, I'm done with this. They're going to lose. But I thought Fournier and Gobert played really well for France, so congratulations. Parlez-vous français, madame? Oui, oui, et la boue, hein? All right. Antonio Brown practiced with the Pats today, and it's still unclear if he'll play Sunday following the allegations against him. Rape allegations. Bill Belichick provided a few answers and cut his press conference short today. He's not listening to anyone ask him questions about Antonio Brown. Should have never you know, done a deal for him then. You know, that's the funny thing. They get Brown, but they don't want to talk about it, right? They don't want to talk about Brown. They don't want to talk about his problems. They don't want to talk about anything. Meanwhile, they went and got him, right? Did they not do that? But then they don't talk about it. How ridiculous is that and two-faced and funny and phony? Here's the real story. How about this? That chick, just so you know, and I don't say her name. I'm not interested. I'm not playing her little publicity game. That's what she wants, honestly. This chick, she is getting married this weekend. Who in their right mind, I'm being honest, who in their right mind, seriously, gets, like, okay, fair enough, horrible, horrific sexual assault, horrible. It's just devastating. It's just heinous. I hate anything. If I hear about it ever, anyone getting raped or sexually assaulted, I want no part of it. It's bad news bears, right? It's terrible. But who gets married, like, 3 days after they file a rape lawsuit against some billionaire football player, right? It's basically what he is. He's a multimillionaire. He's not a billionaire. He's a hundreds of millions of dollars that guy's going to make in the NFL. But she is suing him for all this rape and everything, right? But the timing of it is unbelievable.
The wedding clearly was planned months in advance. I mean, but she knew she was getting married this weekend.
Well, then some lawyer convinced her, this is a perfect day to drop this bomb. We'll do it the week you're getting married. Gee, you think anyone will talk about that at the
conversation
reception?
Topic this weekend at her wedding?
Yeah, the reception. You think anybody will be talking about the money she thinks she's going to get? She's not going to get any money. There's not going to be a settlement either. That guy's such a D. He's going to take her to court. He's going to win. I can guarantee it. Okay, here's what's going to happen. He's going to take it to the limit because he knows he's going to beat her, right? So he's going to take her to the hilt, and then he's going to spank her and call her Charlie in court with that lawyer of hers. He's going to hire lawyers that are so good, they're going to make that lawyer wish he never went to law school. How's that sound? You know nothing's going to happen to him, right? Nothing ever does, right? Does anything ever happen to him? He's like, you know, Jesse James, isn't he? He just keeps getting away.
Well, he doesn't even need to hire new lawyers. He's had them on retainer all summer. He's already settled two lawsuits this summer, right, for damages done to houses and other things, the money he didn't
Mafia,
pay to someone
how
else.
Many lawyers do we have on retainer? Like three or four, and those are just in Queens?
Yes.
Because of our problems at the airport?
Wait, our problems everywhere.
Are we on the air? Check 1, 2. Plenty of injuries around the NFL after week one as Tyreek Hill missed 4 to 6 weeks with a Howard sternoclavicular. Is that what it is? It's a joint injury in his Howard sterner. Chargers tight end Hunter Henry has the left knee injury that'll also keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. When is that guy not injured? Honestly.
Constantly.
He's like, honestly, he's you know what he should do? Hospital commercials. An endorsement for Cedars-Sinai. Brutal ending for Team USA. They lose. And how about this bombshell tonight? Justify won the Triple Crown. Turns out he was high the entire time.
He was on the gas.
He was on the juice. They found that he failed drug tests after Santa Anita, the race before the Kentucky Derby, and they knew he was on drugs, and they let him race every week and every 2 weeks and every month. So it was the first race, then 2 weeks later at Pimlico, and then 3 weeks later at the Belmont. And guess who else is corrupt? Your boy Bob Baffert, because he knew all along that his horse was on drugs. Don't even tell me that you're going to fall for that BS that he didn't know. They knew, he knew, everyone knew. He's a cheater. They should wipe the entire thing off the books. And then the people that got stud fees for that horse should sue the living Shaq Diesel out of these people. Because it's all phony. It's fake. That horse is fake. I mean, you can't even argue it.
No, I was going to say, obviously, the person who is going to take the biggest potential hit on this Justified thing is going to be Baffert, because he's a legendary Hall of Fame trainer. And if there's one thing you know about horse racing, and a lot of people, you know, the people who love horse racing, they know everything about it. If you're not really too into it and you only watch it 3 days a year, you still know this. Those trainers know absolutely
everything
about those horses that they're training. Bottom line.
He tested positive after Santa Anita and qualifying for the Derby in the process. It's banned. It's a performance enhancer. Such a result would have resulted in disqualification, pure forfeiture, and the removal of his Derby entry. How about remember the guy, who was it this year at Kentucky Derby? Remember they said he bumped into the other horse and they disqualified him? And that horse wasn't even high, right? That just horse came wide in the mud in the slop, and they said he caused it on purpose, and they screwed that guy because I thought that horse won the race, right? As far as I'm concerned, there was absolutely no – I thought that was the worst decision I've ever seen. Do you remember I said that a million times? That was absolute BS. This is worse. This is 10 times worse.
Well, you know what? How many class action lawsuits are going to be brought against the California Commission too now? How many people lost money during all those races – that he shouldn't have been in to begin with, and the California Commission knew, didn't take him out, let him go the whole time.
But how about, so I don't know what you just said. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying full attention. They tested him again. Baffert knew and tested him again, and he failed that one too, and they still let him run. That's all you need to know that Baffert's corrupt.
Right,
I don't care what
anybody says.
Everybody
that lost money on those races should sue them. All the gamblers that lost when this guy won, sue that California Commission for letting him do this. Sue Baffert.
The board decided that the results could have come from just by eating contaminated food. Is that like the stuff when they talk about shoving, you know, towels up their noses, right? The horses, right? Don't they shove
like
cloth up?
Tainted meat?
They shove cloth up their noses. And what, they got that? They swallowed a box of tissues? Shut up. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Baffert will not respond to the story. I'll bet he won't because he's going to go into hiding. Jesus, you got to be kidding me. 855. If that guy is going to destroy his reputation. I don't, you know, he's won everything 50 million times, right? Now everybody, they're just going to say he cheats.
He's the guy who's going to get
They're going to say he cheats at everything, right? That's it. Once you, I mean, honestly, is he going to play dumb, really? And with his, you know, with his wife and her big hats and all of his little kids running around doing interviews on NBC with Eddie Olczyk? I mean, honestly, are we going to fall for that BS anymore? I can't even believe it. I read that. That is a bombshell story tonight, that horse was on drugs the entire time. And everybody sucked it up like it was the greatest horse of all time, like Secretariat. Meanwhile, the horse is a phony. It's a fraud. You know who should have won that? Belmont. And or, you know, that was 2 years ago, whatever it was. But the only horse I root for is just Jovia. That's the only horse I root for.
And now everybody that thought this sport was tainted, that, you know, the cheat all
right.
stuff. It's going to take a huge hit for the horse racing sport in general. You have all, everybody, all these horses dying in California.
Though. I love the Meadowlands. Harness racing is what I'm into. I like going to the casino. I love the casino and the harness race. Those are old horses. They just want to cruise around a little buggy and smoke a little fatty when they go around the track. 855-212-4CBS. Thus, it's Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, 34C's birthday today, Carver High. As you know, the great Liz reached out to me, your mother, Liz Carver, legend.
Saw that.
And she said happy birthday to 34C. Legendary people, Carver High, the Carver family, the 34C-ish. She's got rock star status as well. Still smoke show hottie. And it's unbelievable, though. It turns out I thought she was like 34 this whole time. She's telling me she's my age. I can't even believe that because I thought she was like 34. The whole time when I first started dating her, I thought she was like 24. I've been with her 20 years. I still only thought she was 34. So I don't know what to do with all that because I'm, you know, can you take it back? Can you trade it in for a new model? Like a 30-year-old? No? All right, I'll just stick with her then. Smoke show
hottie. With two kids, she'll take you for everything you got.
That's true. Fleece me. It's unbelievable. I think having a birthday on 9/11 and you know, you're from New York, right? Like, she's like a New York City bee, right? So she's no joke. You guys know her. She's like from here. She loves it here. She thinks this is the greatest place on earth, right? She's one of these people that just absolutely everywhere else sucks, right? You know what I mean? Carver High. She's not like one of these chicks that like likes, you know, she liked Boca. And she also likes leaving Boca. You know what I mean? She likes going down there for like a week. She doesn't like staying there. She's like, Florida's, I can't live there permanently. She said, maybe I could retire there. But
a lot of people are like that.
Listen, man, I'm done with all these hurricanes. You know what I mean? Just absolutely one after the next destroying this, you know, people's lives. I'm done with that. You know, I'd rather live in like Sedona or in San Diego. I mean, I don't even care how much it costs. I'm serious because, like, I'm not. And people are like, mudslides and fire. I'm like, there's no mudslides at the beach. But she's one of these New York bees. Like, she just loves it here. She just thinks it's the greatest place on earth. And so when you're a New York bee and you just the shopping and the energy of New York City, right? Like, everybody's got an attitude problem here. She actually loves it. And I'm like, 9/11 is the most, is it not the most depressing day on earth here? Is it not really the worst day ever? Like, when you wake up on 9/11 and they go through that, all the dead, it is just the worst thing. I think it's the worst thing ever. I can't even watch it anymore. It's 19.
Hard to watch. I can't watch it.
It's 18 years later, and it's just, it gets harder to watch each year, if you ask me. Now, I respect the dead and everyone that lost someone. And I had friends there, too. I lost friends. So the bottom line is this. It's just a horrible day, in my opinion, to have a birthday. Every year, 9/11, she wakes up, happy birthday. And you see the people, you know, talking about 9/11 and the World Trade Centers and dying, you know, everybody dying. It's just terrible. It's just the worst day ever to have a birthday, I think. And I feel bad for her that she has a birthday on this day every year. And, you know, being from here. You know what I mean? So there you go. So what do you think is going to happen? I seriously have to ask you, do you believe, like, they can't just say Bob Baffert refused to talk about it. 2 months after dismissing the case, the California board changed the penalty for failed this drug test from a disqualification to a fine and a suspension. So how corrupt is this? The horse, they knew the horse was high the entire time, and they let him run, right? Now, the races were in Kentucky, right? And they were in Maryland, and they were in New York. But California is where it happened, right? So they said they changed the law, they changed the rule and penalties after the horse failed. It's like saying, okay, we're going to let you cheat, and then we're going to change the rules and so that we don't look bad here. Because what it says to me is that in California, they let this horse get drugged up and then go win the Triple Crown, which is, you know, never happens. But although it had happened, American Pharoah, right, and then Justify. So it had happened, but it's so hard to do. So now we know that forevermore now they're going to think the horses are high, right? No one's going to trust it ever again because of this. And the fact that they covered it up and said, we're going to change the law now so it's just a fine and a suspension. That's absolute BS is what that is. And inject just massive amounts of swearing right here. You cannot deny that is the most corrupt thing I've ever heard, that they changed it after the fact knowing. They all knew that the horse was high. I mean, let's stop saying he was on PEDs. The horse was high. So the horse cheated. And they cheated. And Baffert cheated. Don't even tell me that they didn't cheat. Don't sell me. Is this guy, you know why he's not talking right now? Because he's planning with lawyers how to talk his way out of this. That guy is a phony now. He's going to go right to Phonyville.
Well, we put something in the horse that we thought was allowed.
We gave him a Sam sandwich and it tainted him. Like, what is next?
Maybe they gave him some of that meat that Canelo had down
there. That is it. The Tijuana burgers. Honestly, those things are delicious with a little hot sauce.
And not only did they, like,
get you high as Pharrell.
Not only did they change the rules afterwards, but even if the rules were what they changed them to, he still would have been suspended for the race, and the other jurisdictions would have said, all right, well, you're not coming to our races then. So they didn't even get themselves out of it, because even though they lessened the punishment, he still wouldn't have been allowed to do any of those races.
So, hey, listen to this. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission's former drug chief said that it had to have come from intentional intervention, which is a nice way in Portuguese of saying they shot him up. They did not, the dog, or whatever, the dog. That damn dog did not eat one of them Mexican burgers. They shot his ass up, right in his hind legs, right in his rear keister. Trust me, you. Where do they store the drugs? At Baffert's fridge in his garage? I mean, honestly. But, you know, they've made this guy out to be a hero, right, in horse racing. Is he not like, every year, there's one thing to be certain, that in the Triple Crown season, all we get is Baffert shoved down our throats on NBC. Is that not right? Like no other. It's the Baffert family. They might as well just, it's Hard Knocks with Baffert. That's all they do is Bob Baffert all day. But now what do they think of him? I guarantee you people are going to think he's cheated his whole career now. I don't care what anybody says. Because that's my first impression. Listen, I'm not friends with the guy, so I don't give two shacks what he thinks of me. You cheat. That's it. That's all I know. You're busted. And go run and hide because you're a wussy. Because you know you're a P because you're hiding now, won't even talk about it because he needs time to figure out how to lie. How are you going to lie your way out of this one?
Why does he need time? It was all the way last year. He's had a year and a half to figure out how to get out of this.
They have to wipe the horse's record. They have to wipe it. He did not win the Triple Crown. That's it. Done. Right? I mean, you cannot hold that in place. You cannot leave that horse as a Triple Crown winner. It has to be wiped out. Did they not wipe out, who was it, Memphis? Did they not wipe out all their games with Calipari and you know, Derrick Rose? Did they not wipe out?
To plenty of Kyle, yeah.
They just wipe them all out.
UMass.
Oh, they wipe them out. They got to wipe out Justify.
USC with Reggie Bush and all that.
Wipe them out. There's no way that horse counts. Any race he ever won, wipe them out because he's got to be cheating. That's it. Done. This is so funny. Not only did he fail the horse race, the drug test once, they tested him again and he failed it again. What more do you need? That's like A and B samples. What's next? He gets a C, D, and E? Is that like the DMV? How many times you got to take the driver's test before you just don't let the old lady on the road?
Well, you can record the podcast.
I mean, honestly,
now.
Like how many times you going to let him take the test? I mean, honestly. Mavi, how many times did we fail that driver's test? 9?
And counting.
Listen, we have to stop smoking dope when we go to that thing. I don't know what the problem is when we smoke. Are we on still? I'm just kidding. I never failed my DMV test, but I have had relations with several women at the DMV, like in the parking lot. I just, because the lines are so long, and then I meet women there, and the next thing you know, I'm out there having a hoagie. I'm like,
what's
up? You
failed the DMV test, just the STD one.
I'm like, you want a hoagie? What up? What up, kid? Hey, you want to try some of this juice? I gave it to a horse once. He won the Triple Crown. All you have to do is take one little hit in your keister. You'll be good to go all day. You'll run like the wind, girl. Anyway, I better get out of this before I get in trouble. Actually, it's a lot of fun. Maybe I'll keep talking about it when I come back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, PharrellOnTheBench.com is absolutely on fire. Great things are happening. Killer football picks, college and pros. You know, last week I was terrible. 79% in week one in the NFL with my bets. And then 64% last week in college football. You know, 52, 53 in Vegas, everybody's like, you know, you're making a little scratch. You know, you go 55, 60, you're like, wow, that was a good week. And then, you know, you go 65 and you're like, Jesus, dude, I think you need to live in a bigger house. You go 70, you're like, you're a pimp. 75, you're a demigod. 79, you're Elvis. I'm basically Elvis. And then, Mavi, did you see all the hate I get on Twitter and social media? People, like, doubting it, and they're like, that never happened. That's a lie. It's impossible. That can't be. You're full of blah, blah, blah. And then it's just simple. I tell them all, don't use them. Don't get them. Don't do anything because, you know, you think whatever you want. I don't even need to know you. Stay out of my life.
Right, it's not like it's the first time for them to not believe you. You've done it plenty of times
before. Oh, God, it's all documented. We put all the picks on this site and all the results. I mean, what more do you need to know? You'd have to be an idiot. Some of the fans did say that, though. They're like, look, all the results are right on there. You can see the picks and you can see the results. They're right there. There's no BS. Sign up, hide the money from your wife. Trust me, it's the best thing you'll ever do. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Anyway, that was a little long. I got it. Am I penalized for that? Will I be given 30 lashes? I wasn't talking about the site. I was talking about the heat I get. I get all this negative, threatening, all these. It just never ends. Anyway, my great friend, Sean Shabin Osborne. Shabin is a dear friend from Florida. And he's been on the show forever. He's our Bucks insider. He's on JoeBucksFan.com. He does a killer radio show podcast for Buccaneer fans. He's insane. And he's been on the show many times, and he's completely nuts. I have to say, Shabin, I want to start with, just so we can start off on the right foot, I was telling Carver High and Mafia about your imitation of TR when, you know, like you were doing it on the show the other week when I was on with you, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't even do the show. Do some of your impressions of my dad when dealing with us when we were, let's just say, drugged up, high, drunk, stealing cars, faking license plates. Listen, here we go.
Scott, listen, I'm calling you. This TR from the great beyond. Look, I'm looking for Roscoe up here, or what was it, Rufus, the character you were talking about in the street somewhere. Look, I can't deal with you and your derelict friend. I need to get a tooth worked on. Is there anybody in the Sarasota area that could possibly get maybe a crown filling? I've got a hideous stench. What's up, Pharrell? How are you, buddy?
Remember, has he been changing? has he been changing license plates?
Oh my God, you're an old-timer. Your dad was an old-timer, man. How are you, my friend?
Remember, he'd call up, Sean. Where's Scott? Is what has he done
Jesus.
Now?
I had a play. I basically was your PR guy for about 3 years. Listen. I just talked to the boy Wonder. He went out west, and we haven't heard from him in a fortnight.
What was the deal? What was the deal he did for the car with you? Do that one.
Well, it was... that's the story. You left a beautiful 89 Chevy Celebrity made by the fine folks with only one headlight smashed out due to... Well, we won't get into how that happened. It was both of our faults. So the car sat for about a year, and he calls and says, Sean, we're going to need to move that Celebrity. You got a buyer lined up. I said, Tom, I don't have anybody. What am I, moving cars down here? He goes, that way, could you maybe make an offer on it? I go, I'll give you $600. He goes, kind of a lowball to me there, son. Let me get the blue book, and I'll be back with you. So we settled on it. I bought it. It's a great car, man. Why don't they still make this? I'm waiting for the 2019 Celebrity.
Hey,
to come
so
out.
Tell me about how long before Jameis Winston loses his job?
Well, the Celebrity will start running again before they get the extension on him. I'll tell you what, Pharrell, they bring in Bruce Arians. He worked 6 months and grinded out at the training camp. You think that there's a new, and there were some improvements on the field. I mean, the defense is playing a lot better. They come in against the San Francisco team. They allow under 300 yards, only one touchdown. The Devin White, their top draft pick at six tackles. He looked great as in middle linebacker. Hargrove, the defensive back, he picks one, takes one to the house. He's the guy sitting in on the contract. So the defense looks great. Ronald Jones, the guy last year, second-round bust, he blows up for Alfred, goes close to 100 yards. All of a sudden, they have a running game. All of a sudden, they have a defense. They're playing a San Francisco team that did not win a road game all year. The first time in 25 years that they played a game-time temperature of 90 degrees. The pickings were ripe. And Jameis, he throws the ball, Pharrell, that you or I wouldn't throw to our kids in the backyard playing Nerf. He gives the game away with two and change to go. And I'll tell you what, man, it's Buccaneer country, and I'm right dead smack in the middle of it. You know, the ire is hot down here. And I hate to go all dramatic. You know, they got a quick turnaround tomorrow night in Carolina. They go 0-2, Pharrell. You know, Bruce Arians comes in here, and everybody wants to put a time stamp on how long he's going to coach in the NFL. He sets out 0-2. All of a sudden, it's a rebuilding package. He might be – It could get ugly fast, is what I'm saying. If they have quarterback problems, and they'll start tomorrow another game like that, and this is a tailspin. Blaine Gabbert, they bring in as a backup. He's done for at least half the season. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow night. He's got to turn it around. You know, I had you on my show 2 weeks ago, and you said he just needs to win games. I couldn't concur more, man. He's got 21 career wins going into this season. He's looking for $30 million. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's overthrowing, underthrowing guys. Still, he's made progress. And I've gone into the season open-minded. I said, I will deal with this stuff. I forget all past sins. But then Pharrell, he comes out there, a first-year quarterback would make the two throws that he did. He threw one right into Quan Alexander's hand. He dropped it, too.
Do you – let me ask you. He threw three picks, and he got sacked three times. How does he do in like, you know, let's say if you remember the last couple of years against Carolina and Cam Newton, how does he play in the division against them?
Well, he's getting beat up. I mean, let's face it, they've had a horrific offensive line, and the offensive line even gave some protection for all on Sunday. All the improvements that this team has gone into, and to be honest, they didn't put any money into that offensive line. They put no money into the running back position. So it's almost like they kind of torpedoed this guy to fail. Yet all those things stepped up, and he went backwards. So, they Carolina and Cam Newton. Cam Newton's been a career highlight reel out of just bashing his team. And sure, he had a little bit of a slow start last week, but he's got some more toys to play with. He's got McCaffrey. And don't forget now, Gerald McCoy, who leaves his career in Tampa Bay, now on the other side of the ball. You know, he wants to stick it to the Buccaneers. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow night. 5-day turnaround, man. It couldn't have got off. They can write the ship of the win tomorrow night, but I wouldn't put a penny on it.
What is the war between Sapp and McCoy? That's gotten ugly.
Well, you know, poor Gerald McCoy comes in here, an inside lineman, and there was only one Warren Sapp, bro. Let's face it. For an inside linemen to have those kind of numbers. That'll never happen again, and not in Tampa Bay. So everybody wants him to be Warren Sapp on it. That's not going to happen. I mean, Warren Sapp is a Hall of Fame guy. Sure, he, you know, does off-field shenanigans. They love him. And that's what we're getting now with Ndamukong Suh. He's a nasty guy stepping on guys, you know, body parts and stuff. I'm telling you, Buccaneer fans can hang their hat on one thing. Even when they're horrible, they've got some nasty guys on defense. We saw a little bit of that last Sunday against a San Francisco team. I mean, that team was just so teed up for just a home run blast them out of the park, and to let them beat us, let them beat the Buccaneers. Yeah, I tell you what, man, I was at a Buccaneer viewing party after a little engagement before halftime, and let's say there was some remote control smashed, TVs kicked in, meet the new Bucs, same as the old Bucs. I mean, very frustrated fans are in Tampa, but a winner tomorrow night in Carolina in front of a national audience will quell some of that. But, you know, here's a guy, he's got a $21 million option that the Buccaneers picked up for Al. And I can't see, you know, these Blazers, these owners, they're not stupid. They're not going to pay another $21 million franchise for a $42 million look-see. Come on, it's not going to happen.
Let me ask you, I got 1 minute, respectfully, 60 seconds. I got to ask you, on another note, last year that Lightning team was so great, and they kicked everyone's ass, and the egg they laid in the Stanley Cup playoffs, how do they ever recover from that?
I don't know. Well, you know, you become, as you know, well know, you become jaded. I know you love your Pittsburgh team and everything, but I become jaded to losses and stuff. That loss hurt me. I got to go back to the 84 Cubs. That's not bad. It just kicked you in the teeth. That, to me, that could be a franchise killer. And if Cooper wasn't re-signed to a deal, I'd have fired him right there on the spot. There's no way you can hand me they had no defense. How do they win 62 games with no defense, bro? You know hockey better than anybody, man. I mean, they just fell asleep in the postseason. And if they don't recover from that, that could be a franchise killer to set them back another 20 years.
So let me ask you lastly. I got 30 seconds. Are you taking the Bucks tomorrow night to actually win that game in Charlotte?
What's the current line on it? Give me a line on it.
Seven.
I need a line on that.
Seven.
Look, I'm looking at maybe slip some money into a PayPal account up here. A dime on that. I got another site to beat the boy wonder called TR Beats the Man.
All right, listen. Shavin,
with a 20-foot pole.
All right, great stuff, brother. Enjoy the Buccaneers-Panther game. Thanks for coming on the bench.
You got it, bro. You're the man.
All right, we'll have Sean on throughout the season, see how famous Jameis is doing in the Buccaneers. He covers Tampa Bay for us from down in the Gulf Coast on a bench.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.